Thank you, Mr. Chair. First and foremost, allow our delegations to extend our congratulations to you on your appointment. We have full confidence in your ability to steer this meeting to a successful outcome. Indonesia reaffirms its unwavering commitment to the full and effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. The principles of anti-racism and anti-discrimination remain fundamental pillars of Indonesia's constitution. We are gravely concerned about the persistence and rise of racial discrimination, Islamophobia, xenophobia, ethnic hatred, and intolerance. These issues are now exacerbated by the abuse of technology, the proliferation of hate speech, and the normalization of incitement to violence under the guise of freedom of expression. We strongly emphasize that hate speech must not be normalized nor left unaddressed. Chairperson, The DDPA calls on states to take effective measures to combat racial discrimination and its manifestation. In this spirit, Indonesia urges greater attention to the challenges faced by people of African descent. We must continue to highlight the systemic and institutionalized discrimination faced by people of African descent worldwide. The role of the IGWG is critical in addressing the persistent forms of racial and ethnic oppression. The complex challenges of racial discrimination impact various aspects of life, including health, employment, and education. Reparatory justice is not just a moral imperative, but a necessary condition for sustainable development of people of African descent and overcoming the legacy of historical injustice of enslavement and colonialism. Moreover, the reform of law enforcement practices to end excessive use of force and racial profiling remains crucial to ending the perpetuity of marginalization experienced by these communities. Chairpersons, finally, in line with the Durban Declarations, Indonesia reiterates the importance of strengthening international cooperation to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. This includes promoting an inclusive and multi-stakeholder approach involving civil society, youth, and non-governmental organizations. Indonesia will also continue to take concrete steps to address racism, including through education and public awareness campaign to promote tolerance and social cohesion. I thank you.